Okay, Mia, Grace, and Jamie.
Oh, hi. I just want to echo sort of what Sarv said, which is actually what I was going to say, and to really thank Mike Maglani, and Mike, you know, being a volunteer like myself, doing this. But I have a question for George, and I genuinely mean this. When Lonnie has written and he has explained that if we have to pay $1.2 million per month in bills, where does George see this money, this $20,000 to be spent? And also, we are behind what, this a few hundred thousand dollars? Seriously, I just wonder, where does George see the $20,000?
Can I answer it?
Yes.
I sent around an email just about 7 o'clock, 6:30, which I simply took Lonnie's spreadsheet, which lay out month by month where the shortfalls are, where we're going to get the money from, what we'll have at the end of September 30th, and without borrowing bank money. But just transferring money around so we don't incur any of the expenses that Lonnie was talking about, we come out at the end of September with about, there's a lawsuit in here, I don't know how much it is, but leaving that aside, we come out at the end of September about 18% less than we started at the beginning of September the previous year. That is to say, we had about $2.45 million in the bank, and we'll have about $2 million in the bank at that time. That assumes there's some cutbacks in the national office, which Lonnie proposed. He wrote them into the spreadsheet, and it assumes that there'll be some summer drives to pick up the money. But there it is. It's all in the sheet about how to do that. I didn't make it up. Lonnie did. And none of that looks to me like the kind of catastrophe. We have a long-term problem. I mean, there really is, because the revenue goes going down. But there it is, and I ask you all to take a look at the sheets. I mean, it's doable. And finally, the notion that we don't have $20,000, the uncertainty in those predictions is probably $100,000. So we don't even know to within $100,000 where we're going to come out at the end. $20,000 is really petty cash for us.
I wanted to hear the 1.2 for July, and there's how much money is available that George saw in that spreadsheet that will be able to cover the past bills, cover the existing bills, and have the money. That's what I wanted George to tell me.
You want me to read you the spreadsheet?
No, I don't want you to read. Just give me the dollar amount, please.
Yeah. Give me a minute to bring it up.
All right. In the meantime, Nia, do you have anything else, or you just?
I might, but I want to hear the figures first. So if you could put me at the bottom of the stack, please.
Okay. Let's go to Grace, Jamie, Lonnie, and then back to George and Nia.
Actually, can I put Jamie ahead of me, because he may be saying exactly what I want to say, so I'd prefer that he go first if he's if
are you
okay
giving up space, Grace?
Sherry, this is Doc. Can I get on the stack, please?
Yes, you may. All right. So, Jamie?
Yes, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Just a couple of quick points and then a longer point. For the people at KPFK, I would ask the people who are in contact with the staff there to remind them that a $20,000 bill is something, but in fact our financial problems are much larger, and whether or not we have a July meeting, we still have a huge problem that, you know, should be a concern for everybody. And also, I was hoping that this meeting wouldn't turn into yet another version of whether we're going to meet in July. I've had it with that topic. You know, we have this very large problem, and we haven't had enough time to talk about it. Okay, and as far as the larger point goes, I will find it hard to support a bank line of credit at the moment. I'd like to remind you all that we have known about the problems at WBAI for quite some time. Every year for the past 3 or 4 years, the board has passed motions about We're going to keep close tabs on BAI and monitor them and make cutbacks if necessary. And the board basically has let that slip. And I'd also like to remind people we heard a contingency plan from National Management for expense cuts in mid-May. And in early June, this board actually asked for a detailed plan on what those cuts might be. And so far, after all this, as far as I can tell, very few expense cuts have actually been made. And had these cuts been made earlier, when it was obvious that they were necessary, the need for a loan would be much less. And further, the longer expense cuts are postponed, the worse our situation gets, because we have at least one station, WBAI, that has a major, what appears to be a major permanent structural deficit. So I think it's irresponsible for us to approve loans when we have not yet shown the ability to get our house in order by making the expense cuts that have been called for quite some time, even when we've had plenty of opportunity to make that happen. So until we're going to get serious about my concern about a line of credit is it'll just postpone the day of reckoning when we have to make cuts, and that day of reckoning will actually be even worse than it appears right now. You know, we'll be further in debt, and people are talking about getting collateralizable assets from WBAI. I mean, I await to see the CFO's report about what assets BAI has. My understanding is we don't really have that many assets. We don't own our building. We have some equipment, but, you know, if that's taken back in a default, then we won't be able to do any radio, and our burden on the network will even be worse. So my feeling is that getting a line of credit postpones consideration of the serious real issues that we have to face, which is what to do about WBAI's permanent structural deficit and the concomitant drain on the network that it poses. Thanks.
Thank you, Jamie. Lonnie?
I think this is Grace. I just requested that.
I'm going to put you on the bottom of the stack. You said you thought Jamie was going to say what you wanted to say. So let's go to Lonnie, Doc, Mike, and Nia, and then Grace.
I'd like to speak before Nia, as I haven't spoken on this item yet.
Okay.
And she has.
All right.
Okay, Jamie. You bring up the issue of the structural deficit at WBAI. You know, I'm hearing it. You said, well, why do a line of credit for a station that has a structural deficit? It'll be good money after bad money, and you haven't solved the long-term problem. All true. However, the luxury of looking at a 3 or 4 month plan, which is what long-term would be, is not a luxury we have at this point. And you're weighing off default in the next 3 weeks against a long-term plan. Well, a long-term plan won't solve a 3 or 4 week problem, so you have to deal with it. It's before you. On the issue of assets, it's true. WBA's assets will not, in fact, probably cover a line of credit. However, though, WBI couldn't sign a line of credit. In any event, it would be the PNB that's signing off on a line of credit. And it likely would be against receivables for the network as a whole. As I started out to say, none of these are great options. Now, I did talk to the general manager today on this issue of when you're going to deal with the staffing and the other expense cuts. He assures me today that August 1st is the point at which those cuts will be implemented. I didn't want to have to say that online, but that is his response.
What would you repeat? What did he say?
August
1st.
August 1st, he will implement the cuts that we've been discussing.
Okay.
At the station.
All right. Doc, and then Grace, and Mike, then back to George and Nia.
Margaret would like to get the stack.
Okay.
All right. Wait. Okay. Am I next?
It's you, Doc.
Okay. I just have a question for Lonnie. Lonnie, is it your intention to write checks to pay the arrears based on what we have in the bank currently before you do anything else in those things that are mandatory and outstanding right now?
I mean, I'm feeling very pressured to do. I got three different mandates. One is to pay mandatory bills. One is to find money for what some folks want for the July board. And I've got the problem of paying the bills in the national office. Well, vendors that are calling every day. So at this point, unless the board decides something totally differently, I can't identify non-mandatory funds at this point. So I don't even know how I'm going to pay next month's bills, which got postponed this month. I'm just scrambling around.
And the other part of my question is, when you write the checks to pay those mandatory bills, that leaves you in a deficit position. Is that correct?
Yeah, it would. It would. And I have a couple of ideas on how to deal with it, but I don't have any good solutions.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Grace, then back to George and Nia, and then to Margaret.
I would like to echo what Jamie and a few other people have stated. And in the National Finance Committee, Jamie and I are both on the National Finance Committee. And it's been pretty much the consensus of the National Finance Committee that we would be against a line of credit or even against an interstation loan until there's actual evidence of actions being taken, austerity measures, and efforts to improve income and listenership. We have had, over a number of years, there have been plans. There have been promises. There have been all kinds of things. But there's been no implementation. Now, I would be perfectly happy to approve some sort of, I personally would be in favor of an interstation loan as opposed to a line of credit, but I would be happy to be in favor of that once, contingent upon implementation of significant austerity measures and significant efforts to improve income, but not until the implementation actually takes place. Because I no longer have faith that a plan or a promise will be put into action.
Okay. Can we go back to George? Did you find the answer to Nia's question?
Well, yes, I have it on a sort of station by station. There isn't a spreadsheet which does it all together, but to give some idea, take KPFK, for instance. So they start out the end of May with about $100,000. Their expenses are such that by the end of September, they're in deficit by $51,000. Now, in the meantime, however, their expenses are about $300,000 a month. So where does that come from? And I think that's what Nia was asking. And the answer is that some of it comes from, most of it actually comes from the fund drive they just had. It comes in over time. So Lonnie has a formula for estimating that, and he assigned $400,000 for June and $320,000 for July and $100,000 for August, and again, they're spending a roughly $300,000 each month. So by August, something else has to be done because they won't be able to make payroll, and he's been saying that. But there is income coming in all the time. In case of BAI, they're going to have a special drive to produce the income they hadn't planned to do before. But so basically, that's the answer.
Nia?
I hear what George is saying, but for example, the BAI drive, I don't know if that was on the spreadsheet. I just thought he had, based on his spreadsheet, the exact
amount on there.
That was available for us to do this. So you're saying it's a total of whatever, a few hundred thousand? And now I'd like to ask Lonnie if that is correct.
No. Well, the KPFK is correct, and their number is not $50,000. I'm looking at it right now. Their number is $275,000 in deficit by September. I sent that out to the board. You can begin September with $119,000, but you have expenses in September. By the end of the month, you're $275,000 down.
So, Lonnie, there are several different spreadsheets. They have different results on them. I picked one.
Well, I'm picking the latest one. So I'll send that out to you. Yeah, like, as I said to you, Georgia stuff changes every day. And this one, in case of KPFK, they had built into that spreadsheet, if you've got it, postponed bills, and 180,000 in postponed bills. Well, that, as I said before, doesn't solve problems. And it also it built into their spreadsheet, they were planning not to pay central services. All of that just compounds problems and issues. So you can have 50,000 as the ending, but you have done it by postponing 180,000 in bills and not pay central services. That's the only way it could be done. And I'm saying that that papers over the problem, and you can't let that happen, because that strategy won't work for more than 15 or 20 days, maybe 30 days. So, and with the WBAI situation, the question there is, will WBAI be able to manage, get through by adding a July 23rd drive? Unknown. I think it's shaky and not very reliable. We shouldn't count on it, and we should have some sort of insurance against payroll risk. Now, again, you had quoted me in my spreadsheets. Well, I can quote me in my spreadsheets. There is a summary. You go to the WBAI cash flow, and you see a summary. It's the first tab down below. And what it says is that the cash balance at September 30th, 07, it was $2.2 million, and that the cash balance estimated for 9/30/08, that is this coming September, is $1.5 million. That's a huge loss. That says that the cash available 9/30/07 and the estimated cash available 9/30/08 is $718,000 difference. It's there. And, well, where is this $718,000 going to come from? That number is not just a number. That means that the network doesn't have the funds currently to fund that $718,000 foreseeable deficit. And the stations, what is being proposed, is that $500,000 of that $718,000, you know, be achieved in the way I've been discussing. That still leaves $200,000. Now, why am I not so worried about the $200,000? Well, I'm not so worried on a network basis, because that means that these stations will likely postpone bills for $200,000 in order to get to that October drive where new funds will come through the door. That's how you read the spreadsheet. And it's looking at WPFW cash flow. You see to the right a summary of every station.
Yes.
We have lost $700,000 in the last 9 months. Cash. That's serious.
You mean 800,000?
Can I get on the stack?
Who is that?
It was Nicole.
Okay. All right. Okay. Margaret and then Nicole. I don't think I've missed anybody. Go ahead, Margaret.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to quickly say, read the line of credit. I, too, am very concerned about a line of credit, and I know that there are a lot of members that likely share that point of view. I'd like to hear what the ED has to say about it. But actually, before I go there, because I wanted to say something else about that, I also wanted to go on record to ask the other directors from KPFK to join me in requesting that the KPFK LSB come up urgently and submit to the PNB KPFK LSB's fundraising plan. It was due on June the 1st, and we are behind. So I would like to encourage the other members from KPFK to join me in making that proposal to KPFK, and I feel very badly that KPFK, given the fact that, like WBAI, we are one of the quote-unquote financially problem statements, that we have not done that yet. But getting back to the line of credit, I also wanted to go on record with, you know, this business about not having confidence that Pacifica will take measures to address the financial crisis, and I might also add to establish sustainability. I would like to remind members that we do have a new executive director that has had a long history in radio fundraising, et cetera, and has also put out an initial proposal for our consideration. Also, that we have a new general manager, for those of you who may not know at KPFK, from all reports, it's still the honeymoon period, obviously, have been good. He's a radio technician, and also, very important, in addition to radio experience, he's had a lot of fundraising experience. We have a relatively new general manager at WBAI. You know, since I've been on this board for a little over a year now, things have changed, and I think a lot of us have worked very hard to see those changes in place. And I think as a board, we really have to allow the staff people that we have put in place and have expressed confidence in to do their jobs. I'm sure that they're very well aware, as we are, as the crisis, and I really look forward to, you know, hearing more about it and to working also on with the ED on the proposals and plans that she has in mind, not only also in relation to programming, by the way. But I also do want to hear what the ED has to say about the line of credit. There's a lot of concern, I know, certainly at KPFK about it. And, you know, of course, there is the worry that we will be getting ourselves in deeper than we are right now. But I think we do have to very, very carefully weigh what the CFO and the chair of the finance committee, you know, has said to us and our proposing to us as well. Thank you.
Nicole?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Margaret, and good evening, everyone. Overall, I'd like to say that in listening to all of you, I agree with something each of you have said. All of you show concern for different areas. All of you have worked hard. All of you know that this doesn't happen overnight. I concur with a lot of what Jamie says. I think he said it really well. We have liabilities that we don't even know might be hanging out there. We talk about WPFW having some money, but their transmitter's been down. And they flew in the engineer from KPFT, and that cost money. And they've had to find that money in order to stay on the air. They went down to no power, and then for a while they were at 1,800 watts and 58,000 watts. That's a big drop. So I tend to, you know, life has taught me to really look at not just unintended consequences, but also worst-case scenario. And, you know, I think we can all get our arms around how much we need to change the program, but that takes money. And I think we can all get our arms around the fact that we need better financial structure and an easier way to do this business. And it exists. But that takes money. Everything we do takes money to serve. So we find that we have stations with reserves. Well, first of all, that's just good business. And it's a pity that over the years, stations that had reserves were allowed to deplete them. It's a pity that a structural deficit that didn't happen overnight was allowed to continue. We walk back the cat. We need to find out why, but we have to move forward. And believe it or not, we've done a lot of things in moving forward daily. Things happen, and they're positive. But it takes money. So, as someone just coming in to a situation where it needs transformation on nothing, it's not as though, you know, oh, here's the budget, now transform it. I'm trying to work with what I have. And we sent out letters. I just didn't do that independently. I did that with the CFO, with our HR director, and with our general counsel. And we took very seriously the mandate from the NFC and the board to begin to set up the warning system throughout. And that created shockwaves. It created shockwaves for people, you know, who have a job. And whether we agree with that or not, whether people should be paid or not, or whether they're the right people to be paid, just put yourself in the reality of getting the warning that, gee, I might lose my job. And then we kind of went a little wishy-washy, and we need to get back to that business, too. And if we're going to be serious, I feel like sometimes I'm in a situation where it's always crisis. And I'm wondering, is that what it always is? And have we gotten too used to that? Because it's just always used to crisis. We need to pay our bills. I have a call into Democracy Now. And, you know, this is a call in with not paying me for 2 months, but at the same time I need to talk to them about collaborating on convention coverage or election coverage. One of those letters also went out to FSRN, and that created shock. And I'm dealing with that. I'm going to start talking to some FSRN people. I have no answers. I don't even know what I have to play with regards to money. To transform. A line of credit. Well, how sad it's gotten to this point. I am one to never take on debt, either in business or in my personal life. I understand when people need to. I find it. My opinion is this: if you can show me how we're going to pay it back without digging a deeper hole. So we have to transform while we're doing that. I'm not for a line of credit, obviously not. I said that when I first came in back in October. You guys were having this conversation in September when I was there for my interview at the Berkeley meeting. And there was panic then. Maybe some of you that are carried over on the board remember, but there was panic then, and there was a last-minute money getting paid out, and... So is it always a state of panic? We have to end that to serve better. We have to seriously look at the structural issue. I'm with Jamie on, well, we just can't keep band-aiding. It won't work. It just won't. So we have to find a way to both give seriousness to the letters that went out. We owe that to our workers. I've been to the stations. I've tried to be very somber with staff and at the same time not be too much of a downer, but be as honest as I can. And Margaret can attest to that. I was just at KPFK in seating the new GM and met with staff for 2.5 hours. So as we move forward, we have to make mechanical decisions. We have to make macro decisions, especially the board, because that's your job. And from those strategic goals, the tactics and smaller strategies are put in place. I don't really know other than to say a lot. An interreceivable. Okay, so we borrow from KPFA's long time swirling away. Something happens. We're already leaning on KPFA for convention coverage. I'm going to meet with their GM and their business manager and our assistant controller and see if he has the time to discuss then how we're going to split up the bills that will start to come down. We've leaned on them for Winter Soldier. We leaned on them for the torture hearing. That's who's underwritten everything. It puts us in a strange position with KPFA. I don't like being beholden like that. But what if something happens to KPFA? Summer's just starting. We have fires in California. Grids get overheated. Air conditioners can go down. Worst case scenario, that's what reserves are for. I'm with George about no fear. I don't think we should approach anything with fear. But let's be practical as much as we can. And let's ask practical questions.
Are you done?
I am. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Mike. I wanted to be on the staff.
Okay, Mike, you are next.
I agree with Jamie and Grace and what they said about what NSC has been attempting to accomplish. And the idea of a line of credit has really not been well received by me or anyone else on the committee. I can't really get into any further until we get into executive session the ramifications, except to say this. We're at the point, my friends, where there are no good choices. All the choices on the menu are bad. And the one thing that we must remember is that we have got to get our bills paid. Nicole is trying to deal with Democracy Now! On programming and FSRN. At the same time, you know, on the other side of the conversation, there's this unpaid bill, you know, a couple of months worth of unpaid bills to DN hanging out there. That bill's got to be paid. And one of the things that I have not heard in this discussion tonight in the context of whether we can find $20,000 for a PNB meeting is whether we can find $20,000 for a PNB meeting after we have paid Democracy Now! And after we have paid FSRN. And that's really the context in which we have to have this discussion. You can't just talk about $20,000. You have to talk about $20,000 plus $160,000. And how you got to pay that bill. That bill has to get paid. And when it doubles in this month, you know, our choices begin to narrow. And again, this is something we can talk about in executive session, but none of the choices. And I'm not advocating a line of credit because I don't think it's a good idea, but I don't know of I'm also looking for what the better idea is, and we've got to have that better idea. I implore all of the PNB members and staff that, you know, if they have a really creative, that there may be some minds out there that are thinking in ways that I don't think very well on, and that's why we're aboard, and that's why we're together on this. Now's the time to get creative and find solutions to this problem. Not talk about the fact that it's been a problem for years and we haven't addressed it and we've been irresponsible or whatever. It doesn't matter now because it's a problem now that we have to deal with. We have to find a solution and we have to struggle to move forward to get out of the hole that we're going to find ourselves in to get those paid. That's the way tough decisions have to be made. And at some point, maybe not tonight, but at some point within the next week, we're going to have to make a decision on what to do.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Go ahead.
The line of credit is on the table, and I hear the board's sentiment that they don't want to go and approve a line of credit. Neither do I, because it's absolutely true that a line of credit without an adjacent plan is a problem. However, I started out in my report saying that we don't have good choices. And those choices are to eliminate, let's say, for example, the line of credit idea. Then you are looking at depleting the reserves of KPFA and WPFW. Is that a better outcome? Well, maybe yes, maybe no. If you don't find the funds, say, from externally, you're looking to find the funds internally. Is that a better solution? I don't know. I mean, that's a tough call. We could say to the stations, well, why don't LSPs raise the $20,000 for the board meeting and have that be a source of funds? That is, we're looking for sources of funds. And now, all of the choices are tough, and none of them are great. So my suggestion at this point is that we do need, given this first look at how folks are feeling, to go put our pink caps on and by next week be able to answer the question, what do we need to do? What I'm cautioning, however, is to do nothing is not going to work, because what those debt defaults will do will be a decision, and the expenses will be far greater than a line of credit, and the chaos that'll put Pacifica in will be far greater than even, you know, taking money internally. The options on that side are worse. Default on payroll, looking at bankruptcy,
or looking at taking money from stations that, remember, these funds are the funds that it took stations 49, 50, 60 years to accumulate. They're not just for this year. They're everything those stations have over the years. That's everything. So, tough decision. Maybe this discussion will spur some creative ideas. And maybe we should move on and plan to meet next week where we can presumably come back over that time period with some better ideas than the ones that are on the table now. All good ideas welcome.
Okay. Any other people on the stack? Otherwise,
hi, Sherry. Jamie would like to get on the stack.
And Carolyn, please.
Jamie, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, just very briefly. Yeah, in regards to what Mike said, first I have to say that I do appreciate very much the work that Mike has done as chair of the National Finance Committee. He provides a lot of expertise and knowledge that I wish I had, that one needs in these situations. And also, he's a good chair of the meetings, getting us to move forward and, you know, making things happen faster rather than slower, which I appreciate very much. But in regard to one of his comments about, you know, not looking backward, we have to look forward. I have to say that in college I was a history major, so I'm kind of used to looking backwards. But in regards to the present conversation, the one reason why that is relevant is because my feeling is Pacifica does not have a history of being showing a lot of financial discipline. You know, we have to ask, well, if we take out a loan, are we then going to make the, you know, the recovery plan and the cuts needed so we can pay it back and not, you know, when the loan's due, it's just going to be worse? I mean, I have to be confident that's going to be the case, and given our track record, I'm not. So that's the only reason why I do have a habit of looking back. Okay, thanks.
You see us, Dak. Carolyn, you're next.
Thank you. I just want to address the question of a line of credit. Without a serious plan to reduce expenses and increase our listenership, I am totally against a line of credit, even though I know it must pay in those stations that would be asked to lend us the money otherwise. But I have to point out that this is not a new situation, and we are, I think, I sympathize with Nicole's feeling. I too have a feeling that we lurch from crisis to crisis. And we've been talking about this for years at WBAI. Budgets have been approved which should never have been approved. They were based on wishful thinking, and there was a minority on the board that warned against them, and yet they kept getting approved. There are all these contingency plans that were never implemented, recovery plans that were never monitored, or at least not so that anybody could see. And we asked the CFO for a very detailed plan with 10 days to reply, and what we got was essentially a narrative. We need to see line items. We need to see cuts in management, if those are planned. We need to see what budget cuts are actually going to be implemented and when, and reports on union negotiations. We need to see what will happen 2, 3, 5 months down the line, and what is happening in the national office. Cuts there, for instance, that's, you know, a large area. So I'm afraid that we don't have enough details to work on this. So, yes, I want to meet, too, in even less than a week, 3 or 4 days. We just had all these crisis motions sent out today within hours of the meeting, and we really have not had a time to look. And I kind of resent being put in that position. We needed to have had a lot of data, a lot of detail much before this, and we need to have it now in order to continue to look at these things carefully. And my feeling is that the best way for us to examine these things is to meet face-to-face. And so I'm going to be against any loans from any source unless we can be assured that we will have a meeting. If it's the reason we're not having one in July is that, in fact, the CFO did not implement a direct vote of the board or request to do that. And I would like to know that we have a meeting coming up in September that we can be assured of. Otherwise, I don't see any reason to solve the immediate crisis if the long-term crisis is not going to be addressed. And a long-term crisis, I'm afraid, includes keeping the board from meeting, essentially, which is
a real problem, I feel.
Ifea Stack.
You're next, Ifea.
When George spoke earlier, he asked that the...
Are you on a speakerphone because it's echoing?
Yeah.
Did you come off the speakerphone?
I'm off the speakerphone.
Okay, it's still echoing.
I don't know what to do.
Everyone should mute. Yeah.
Okay.
That an explanation be given as to why the July, the board's directive to proceed with the July 25th meeting be given, and I want to renew that request. I also want to say that I, too, oppose a line of credit, even when it's suggested or it's said that board approval would be required to use it in light of the experience where a board resolution, a lawfully passed board resolution, just totally discounted, disregarded, and we should, for some reason, think or believe that that wouldn't happen again, especially with where money is so frequently used as the explanation for violating the bylaws and marginalizing the board and governance. So the kinds of issues that we are discussing, whether bills get paid, what bills get paid, in what order, in full or in part, is the kind of decision and the kind of direction that the board needs to be giving to staff and makes for the necessity for an immediate in-person meeting to address that issue or those issues. So I would again ask that an explanation be given as to why the July 25th meeting, as directed by the board, is not being held.
Sherry, this is Evelyn. Can I get on the staff, please?
Yes, go ahead, Evelyn.
I think that we need to have an answer to, well, once again, Lon is saying, you know, why I think he's answered three or four times as to why he has not done as directed by the PNB for the meeting in July. I think he should answer that once more. I also think that it's not the board's position to decide what bills get to be paid. That's why we have a CFO. And if he can pay some bills, I would like to see him do so before deciding to pay for a PNB meeting. Especially for insurance and things like that. You know, we keep hearing the CFO say, and we keep hearing the NFC say, that we have critical issues pressing, that they will double shortly, and then we are still stuck on $20,000 for an in-person meeting. And I am really puzzled by what is it that we are not getting. That if we cannot pay insurance for the employees, if we cannot meet payroll, if we cannot pay mandatory bills, and if we miss work paying workman's comp, that is an issue that can take us to court. That's an IRS problem. We really have got enough litigation already to not be looking for more litigation. And I'm not really understanding why we are so stuck on $20,000 for an in-person board meeting that we're missing $1 million worth of stuff we need to be paying that we don't have the money for. And I'm just really perplexed as to what is it that we're not hearing when we keep hearing the ED
the CFO, and the chairman of the NFC tell us that we are in critical position and we're fighting about $20,000 for an in-person board meeting that we verifiably really don't have. Because if we only have $2 million in the bank and we're spending $1.5 million every month, we're in a deficit position come August 1st. And that's not really hard, and you don't have to be an accountant to figure that out. So I'm really hoping that we will try to move beyond that, because first of all, if we're going to have a meeting in July, we're late, and it's going to cost us more than $20,000. And to move towards September, we need to have some really serious information between now and then, so that meeting means something, and that we can have some solution to the critical issues that we're facing right now, because it's not going to go away just because we have an in-person meeting in July.
This is Kathy. I'd like to be on the stack, please.
Madam Chair, this is Zakai. I'd like to be on the stack as well.
This is AC. I'd like to be on the stack.
Madam Chair, I'd like to respond to the question.
I can't respond, actually. We have Kathy, Zakai, and AC, but before that, Lonnie, did you want to respond to Afia's comments?
Come on. I want to be on the stack too, Wendy.
Well, just briefly, Afia. I sent out an email, I think a week and a half ago, identifying that the spring drive missed goal by $400,000. That meant that the central service money coming from those stations, the 20% of it goes to the board and the national office, wasn't forthcoming. That had immediate impact. The budget was anticipating $80,000, and and it didn't come in. That created an instant deficit. That's the structure of this network. It creates that kind of a crazy situation where one bad drive, as I've said over the years, can throw this network into a crisis. This is an example where five bad drives, or at least three or four, had that effect on us. That meant there was less money, and that meant that critical bills right away, the money was not available to pay those critical bills. So it throws us into, that critical situation right away. I have said it three or four different times, so I don't have any money to pay even the back bills right now.
Okay.
So I just don't know what to do.
Okay. Kathy, Zakai, AC, and Wendy.
I wanted to respond to two things. One is that I feel that characterization being made about those of us who were and are adamant about meeting isn't somehow being irresponsible to the organization. Clearly, we have a different vision or path or idea about what's needed. But I'm really tired of having to listen to this again and again in these arguments. But my other question is, if we are in this state that we could not afford the $20,000 meeting in July, which would have been very cost effective, I don't see anywhere in these plans. I mean, one of the things we had asked for, that there be a line item for the cost of the board meeting. So I hear everyone saying that there's going to be a meeting in September. Have I heard anyone say how it's going to be paid for? Are we going to come back in September and say, oh, sorry, there's no time, there's no money to have another meeting? And then we argue for another 2 months and my concern about only conducting these phone meetings is that it takes such a protracted time to get through anything, to have a conversation, to be able to caucus, to be creative. We've been on these calls for me, it seems like a month. But if we had been face-to-face, we could have, I believe, accomplished much more. But my greatest concern at this point is that as we move forward, it becomes very clear that the meeting will occur in September.
Are you done, Kathy?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Zakai, AC, and Wendy?
I'm with Kathy. I think it's very interesting that we as a board agreed that there would be a July meeting, and now it's been kind of de facto that it's September, and we obviously don't have any plan for how that's going to happen. As someone who's relatively new to this whole thing, I think it's also interesting that I don't really know any of the people who I'm dealing with, and it's very difficult to try to organize under these stressful conditions without, you know, having a proper meeting. These phone things are definitely crazy. I would suggest that hopefully by the end of this meeting, someone make a motion that we borrow the necessary monies from the stations that Lonnie suggested and take care of the immediate 30-day needs, so we can move on and stop batting this same ball around endlessly and spending a lot of time talking about something until it gets to the point where we have no choice. I think that the obvious best choice would be to do, you know, internal loans within the network rather than going to a bank and, you know, risking assets that we don't even know what the value of are and things of that nature. And I guess finally I would once again say that it is very important that we have an in-person meeting as soon as possible. If September is the next time that's available, we begin to plan towards that and secure the monies for that as soon as we pay our bills.
Thank you, Zakai. AC and Wendy?
Yes. I think too, that this issue has been exhausted by the Mike and by Lonnie and by the general discussion that has been had. It seems to me that, you know, there are developments that take place in the course of our actions. It always happens in many cases. And we just have to face the new realities. There's just new realities that emerge and develop over time. And I think it's very clear that the situation that we're in, as has been explained by a number of speakers here tonight, especially Doc's statement, in which it has been made very clear that we have a problem. And that problem can cost the foundation a lot of money. It can also endanger the very existence of the foundation if we don't deal with it. And I think that we need to take a step back and take a hard look at this question. What is more important? And I'm not saying that people who have different ideas pushing for something fundamentally different, but it does raise some serious questions about how far are we willing to push this organization. It is the organization that I'm concerned about, and the organization doesn't require either of us fighting over, because it is clear that we don't have the money now leading into July. And there has never been given any compelling, and I mean real compelling, basis for having a meeting in July. I mean, it seems that some of the people who were chosen to explore the possibility and bring it back to the board have now assumed that this is basically a mandate to go through with it. And that is the assumption, but if you look at the history of Pacifica,
George Stack,
it has never been that way. And so there's no compelling reason for it. And nobody has answered that. And I'm not even asking anyone to answer that, given all the time that has passed. What I would like to say, Madam Chair, is that I think that given the hour is now 10:32, we go to the executive session and finish out whatever needs to be there, and we schedule another meeting to deal with. And on that note about scheduling a meeting, I think that Jerry, and Jack have jointly put forth a resolution on this question before.
You mean Jamie?
I don't know if they're Jamie. Yes, I don't know if the two of them are planning to reintroduce their their resolution that may serve to get us out of at least part of this jam that we're in. And once again, I respect everyone's that's on the board here and is trying to grapple with this, irrespective of our motives or whatever, or even our assessments of why we need to move forward. So,
okay, thanks, AC. I just want to say that I think everybody on the board does not want to be marginalized in participating in the decisions that may stabilize the foundation, and that the difference of opinion is how best to accomplish that on the short term. So whether it's an in-person meeting immediately or not, I think all the people who are passionate about either option, they're passionate that they can contribute to solution through one means or another, in person or not. And it's just in response to what's compelling. I'm not a person that felt that we should have the in-person meeting immediately, but I think those who did want it wanted it so that they would not be marginal and they're on this board so that they could participate in that decision. Okay, now it's Wendy and George.
Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate that.
Like, back on the facts.
Those comments, I was just going to offer in response to AC, you know, I didn't come on the stack to talk about that July meeting at all, but I would offer as a compelling reason the fact that we're in a financial crisis. It's huge. This is what boards do. They step up during that time. We need time to meet together to do that. And then the other reasons would be that the board voted for it. Anyway, but that's not what I got on the stack to talk about. I appreciate this phone call, and I think we're at a good start on actually dealing with this. I've been on the PNB for quite a long time. I voted against a whole bunch of these budgets that apparently now have come back to bite us. We could tell that the projections were not realistic, but we were outvoted, and. So anyway, at this point in time, where I understand it doesn't help to point blame, although I do think that getting some more heads in on analyzing exactly how we got to this point is a great idea. What I would like to do, I sent out this email a little while ago, is ask the chair to notice a special meeting with specific motions to be voted on, sent with the notice of that meeting, which is what makes it a notice, and ask this board, within 1 week, and I would ask this board for 100% participation, because otherwise the notice doesn't start until you notice what the motion is, and it has to be 7 days. If everybody agrees to not object to the meeting, we could have it as an emergency meeting within the week or a week from today, even if the notice on exactly what we're going to be voting on doesn't go out for a day or two. But we need, as a board, to be able to know exactly what it is we're being asked to vote on. You know, if we're talking about a line of credit, we need to know where it's going to come from, what the interest rate is, what the collateral is. Let's notice a meeting for 7 days from today at this same time. That's my motion. I'm asking the board to vote for a special meeting in a week.
Second. Margaret would like to get on track.
Margaret, you are on the stack, but after
I want a second.
Wait. I have a. You want a second what, Mike?
I want a second Wendy's motion. This is
okay.
Mike.
I think somebody else seconded it already. Wendy, I want to ask you about that motion. What was the topic?
Lonnie's proposals for the.
You're
the chair. You're going to tell us what they are, I guess, is what it is. But it's on this subject of,
the finances.
What are we going to do, basically?
So I'm just trying to get the motion framed in a way that will be just slightly clearer. Do you want it to be generically on the recovery plan? Do you want it to be generic?
No, I want it to be specific. I want it specific.
Specific to the proposals that Lonnie's. Yeah, please, Mike.
I think what Wendy's getting at is a special meeting to discuss the short-term cash plan, that short-term cash recovery plan.
which might include the line of credit, might not. I don't know.
Okay.
National Finance is meeting on that tomorrow night, so you've got a committee working on it to help move the ball forward and get you good information before the next meeting.